Here's a busy guy. I'm wondering how much busier he's going to get over the next few days. Here's the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, Alex Anthopoulos. Double A, what's up?
Not much. Just got done my media scrum, and I cut it short because we had a minute before we came on the air, so
you're
ready to go.
You're a good man.
Yes, they don't deserve any more than that.
Yeah, that's all. You gave them plenty of time, those ink-stained wretches.
They were in our PR director's room, laying on the bed. It was nice.
Oh, great.
That's a picture I can't get out of my head.
Yeah.
More information probably than we require, but nonetheless. So you were quoted as saying that this was probably Sean Markham deal was probably the toughest one you had to make because Markham was a guy that wasn't anxious to go anywhere. Did you break the news to him?
Yeah, it was. You know, it was one of those. I had called him. I got the voicemail on Sunday. You know, Doug and I had pretty much agreed Saturday night, and then I'd been talking to Paul Beeson about it, and Sunday we finalized all the, we dotted the I's and we crossed the T's, and I called Sean. Phone pretty much went right to a voicemail, and then I sent him a text just telling him that I needed to, because we needed to get him into Milwaukee to get examined by their doctors. So I sent him a text saying I needed to talk to him. I didn't want to alarm him on the text and say it's very, very important, you need to get a hold of me right now, but I tried to stress that I needed to talk to him, and he texted me back telling me that he was at the Kansas City Chiefs game and could we talk tonight later in the evening. And I said, I don't think I have that time. And, if you can get away somewhere for 5 minutes. And I didn't feel real good knowing that he was enjoying his off season and had a Chiefs game with his friends. And he finally called me. And, when I broke the news to him, he was pretty shaken up. But first class, very respectful to the organization and to his time here. And certainly made it harder after speaking to him and hearing that he did get a little bit emotional about the trade.
Alex, tell me what it is about Brett Laurie and where he fits that would make you trade Sean Markham, go do what you just had to do.
Sure. I mean, there was a lot of things. I mean, Brett's someone that we've been trying to acquire for a long time. After I got the job last year, he's one of the players that we targeted. I mean, he was a 19-year-old athletic player with could run, throw, power. Plays the game as hard as anybody that you're going to see. Will rip your heart out to win. And just tremendous tools and a great package and someone that's moved very, very fast. I thought I was close to a deal last offseason with Doug. I'm kind of glad we didn't make that trade at the time. But, we didn't end up being able to get it done. And, again, throughout the season, I tried to acquire Brett and Doug was unwilling to talk about him. And then finally, this offseason, I continued to have conversations with Doug at the general manager's meetings, and we went back and forth, and Sean's name came up late. I was not prepared to trade him for Brett, as tempting as it was, and then the more I thought about it, and knowing how much I wanted Brett and how much he fit and how hard it is to get young, talented five-tool position players that are, with that type of ceiling, they're very hard to find. And with the depth we have in the starting rotation and some of the kids we had coming, just felt like it's a move we needed to make and it's one that would certainly help us for the long term.
Keith Law and I were talking about this deal earlier this afternoon, and we sort of came to the conclusion. I mean, this may be not a conclusion, but the assessment that this is a guy who may not be a second baseman when all is said and done, that there's a chance he could be a corner outfielder, even an opportunity maybe at third base. He does have a strong enough arm from all accounts. Where do you project him right now?
So we're not entirely sure. We know he's a good enough athlete to play really anywhere on the diamond, and that's a credit to him. His hands are very good. His arm strength is very good. He plays the game at 100%. He's just really aggressive player, and he does that on defense as well. And from a defensive standpoint, second base, he certainly can play there. He's been doing it for a long time. We think the tools can translate to third, and we also think he has the speed and the ability. He stole 30 bases in the minor leagues, and he's a above average runner as well. He can play center field and even the outfield corners. And no one talks about right field being a premium position these days, but it really is, because to find an outfielder that has a throwing arm for right field is getting harder and harder to find. A lot of teams will just stick someone there. But to find a true prototype right fielder that can prevent the runner from going from first base to third base is hard to find. And Brett can certainly do that, and we believe he could play third, and we know right now he definitely could play second base.
Well, a couple of things come to mind. Number one, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you actually have a pretty good one out in right field right now with a good arm, and he can hit a bunch of home runs. The second thing is this guy also has foot speed, but I'm told that his quickness doesn't necessarily translate to defense, that there is some concern about his foot movement mechanically at second base. Would you concur with that?
I mean, that's we talked about that a lot, and you know, a lot of our scouts and a lot of coaches and development people felt he may be a better defender at third base than second base just
right.
because of the angles and the way he plays the game and the way he goes about things. Third base is more of a reactive position. His hands are very good. His arm strength is very good. Now, one thing that doesn't get talked about enough, in my opinion, is people assume you can just take a second baseman and move him to third, but you can get away with a lot of things at second base if your hands aren't good, if your arm isn't strong enough. If you bobble a throw at second base, you still have time to get the runner. If you do it on the left side of the diamond, the guy's safe. The same thing with your arm strength. So, you know, Brett's a guy that's at second, but I would argue that his tools are probably being wasted there a little bit, and he can certainly impact the game on the defensive side of the ball at third or in the outfield.
Now, he's obviously made a very rapid ascent, even playing double-A at his age. Does he have any chance of making the big club this spring, or do you think he's a year or more away?
I mean, right now, we haven't even seen him play. You know, he had a very good season in the Southern League, led that league as a 20-year-old in extra base hits. He has tremendous raw power. We're just excited to see him. I mean, it's so hard for me to say right now without us being around him day in and day out and our staff, John, first and foremost, getting a chance to know him a little bit, to know how far away he is and ultimately what he needs to work on. And one thing we're big on is from a development standpoint, we'd like it when we call these guys up that they're up here to stay. So until we get our hands on him, it's probably too hard to say.
Now, Ox, Brett probably learned one lesson today, which is you probably should learn how to secure your Facebook account. After the deal was announced, there were some rather candid photos of him having fun of various sorts all over the internet today. Kids will be kids, you know, is the way I would look at it. Do you look at it in any different way?
Exact same way. And we did a lot. We've known about Brett for a long time from our scouting department through our ties to Baseball Canada. We know about his family. It's a very athletic family, and like you said, I mean, we have MLB security and things like that coming to spring training and trying to educate players on Facebook accounts when you're out at bars, making sure that there's people with camera phones, things like that. And I completely agree with you. This is a 20-year-old young man that was a first-round draft pick. Things have come very fast for him, and he continues to have success. And he jumped from A ball. Not even high A to double A, and you know from accounts I heard, people felt he should have won the MVP in that league. So when you reach the level that he's reached at his age and had the success that he's had at his age, that's a special talent. And with the tools and the ceiling and the upside, and you know more so than anything else, when you get to watch him play day in and day out and the way he plays the game, and I think it's going to impact our entire team.
Having said that, it is said that Melville and the Milwaukee staff may have become frustrated with him. He apparently has a tendency to fight with or argue with coaches, etc. How much of a concern is that to you?
You know, not. I mean, one that we certainly looked into. We spent a lot of time being thorough about Brett, his relationships. Staff, coaches, team. We spoke to teammates. We talked to coaches. We have a lot of ties to a lot of people that have been around. We spent a lot of time, and the overwhelming response was they would take him in a minute. This is a good kid, one who is determined to get to the major leagues, determined to work hard, and if something is in his way of getting there, he will go right through it. And that's just the way he plays the game. And I think with his talent. And his ability, there's no question that he has a confidence and a swagger to him, and that may rub some people the wrong way. And I'm sure Brett, as a 20-year-old kid, is learning and he's going to adjust and he's going to continue to mature. But from all accounts of people that have been close to him, whether it's teammates, roommates, coaches, and so on, the overwhelming sentiment that we got, this is a good kid who has a tremendous ability and would be a great add to the organization.
A couple of minutes here, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the speculation about Zach Greinke, and I know you can't talk about it and probably should not talk about it in those terms, but one of the things that has come out is that Kansas City probably won't make any move with Greinke until they see how the other dominoes fall, specifically Lee and perhaps others. Can you comment on whether you think that's accurate, whether Greinke is on the verge of moving, or whether you think this will be an extended process?
You know, hard to say. I mean, obviously it's not our player. And, you know, like you said, probably not fair for me to comment on someone else's player. I mean, I think I certainly can just, from my standpoint, with Halladay last year, again, I don't believe that there was obviously a guy like Cliff Lee on the market. But my sense was, you know, we spent a lot of time working on that trade before the GM meetings, after the GM meetings, after the winter meetings, and it really came together fairly fast. So, you know, in terms of rumors and us being linked to players, I mean, I think it's fair to say if there's a good player that may or may not be available in trade, I will at least make the phone call just to find out the price and whether that means we go any further and have dialogue and exchange names. No, not entirely, but I will at least make the phone call and inquire whether the player seems to be a fit or not, because if we can upgrade our talent and that leads to other possibilities, we'll certainly explore it.
Are you comfortable with your rotation absent now Sean Markham?
Comfortable. I think we still have a lot of talent. I think someone like Lich, who, you know, was hurt last year, but you look at, you know, the 2 years prior when he was healthy and he did pitch. Again, not the same style and certainly not the same stuff, but the results are very similar to Sean when you look at the ERAs, and I think he even had a 13-win season the last time he pitched a full year for us. And, you know, he's certainly someone that we think could step in. We think Zach Stewart, who was in New Hampshire last year, and him and Cal Drabik were really neck and neck, certainly ready to come in spring training, compete for a job. And, you know, adding to that, Mark Zibchinski had a rough year for us, and then finally his last four starts, it finally came together for him, and he pitched very well, and he pitched the way he did the year prior when he put up an ERA in the threes. So we think we certainly have some depth there. We think Kyle Drabik deserves a strong possibility to make this club and get a full 30 starts or more to continue to develop, and we think we have some good arms coming behind them as well.
A year ago or so, I talked to you, and I said, I'm not sure if McGowan is going to be ever make it back to the major leagues. And you didn't dispute that notion. Where are we as we sit here today on Dustin McGowan?
You know, in a similar place we were last year. And, you know, he's just started throwing, playing catch, and obviously he feels good at that stage. But, again, it's the same type of process that he needs to continue to pass each test. I mean, the fact that he's now back throwing is certainly encouraging. But, again, you know, we got to the point last year that he threw off a mound, and he finally got to throw in games, and he threw two innings, and then he broke down. So, you know, until we get him to the point where he can pitch in successive and consecutive games 4 or 5 times, you know, I think it's too early to try to determine anything. But there's no question we brought him back for a reason. Our doctors are still holding out hope that he's going to come back. We certainly know the ability and the upside that he has, and we certainly felt like we needed to continue to try to work to get him back.
Alex, good of you to take time for us. We appreciate it in the midst of all the chaos that's going on, and we'll anxiously await your next move. Thanks,
all
pal.
All right, guys. Really enjoyed it.
Alex Anthopoulos, the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays.